What do you make of all this, this comedy boom? Do you think it's permanent? What's your general feeling about the fact that there are an awful lot of comedians, not necessarily all good?
Yeah, well, that's my feeling is that, you know, like in the silent film days, there was lots of guys making silent films. All you remember is Chaplin, Keaton, Harry Langdon, Harold Lloyd, because their films stood out. They stood the test of, and Laurel and Hardy. They stood the test of time. They still resonate, you know. They were done in such a way, a timeless way. And there's lots of other films that were made. You never hear these guys.
True.
In that same way, I believe, years down the line, you will see the guys who actually were speaking from their original voice. And it's like, to me, all the others, 10,000 comments, it's like strippers calling themselves dancers. You know, this isn't dancing, and that isn't comedy, you know.
So this is what I do for a living. It's pretty good, you know.
Very interesting to me that you are a real big hit in England.
Right.
Aren't you so generic American? Your rap is so American.
They just know so much about Americans there that they're not baffled by anything. And the stuff I did have to explain, they give you the time to explain it. I love the attitude over there. If you're on stage, I think the English feel you've earned it somehow. Let's give them a chance to explore any idea. So that's kind of neat. Yeah, it's very nice.